You're busy, yeah?
There's never enough time to focus on your future work happiness.
But if you don't focus on it, things just stay the same, don't they? In these short episodes, I want to give you some tiny ideas, some mini experiments to try out this week to either dial down a pain point for you at work or dial up your potential for joy at work. Let's dive in. Let's be honest. No one moves through their to-do list in a logical most important to least important order. Nope. We do the urgent stuff first because we panic. Then we tackle the fun things because we like the dopamine hit. Then we circle back to the important things. And then we dabble in the less important but slightly tolerable tasks. And finally, after much sighing, eye rolling, and possibly reorganizing our fridges, we get to the tasks we really hate. The dull as dishwater, soul draining, joy sucking, I'd rather watch paint dry tasks. But we don't just crack into them. Oh no, we wait. We resist. We procrastinate until the very last possible second when a looming deadline finally smacks us in the face and adrenaline kicks in. And then we power through in a stress-fueled frenzy, only to collapse afterwards, emotionally exhausted. Sound familiar? You're not broken. You're just human. This week, instead of beating yourself up for avoiding the boring but necessary stuff, let's acknowledge the truth. You are a flawed yet wonderful human. And wonderful humans avoid things they don't enjoy, even when these things really matter. Even when avoiding them makes life harder for our colleagues, our partners, and, well, our future selves. But, and you knew there was a but coming, sometimes the boring stuff just has to get done. Sometimes it's our bloody job to do it. So what if, instead of battling the misery alone, we shared it? Enter Elizabeth. Elizabeth is brilliant. She's the kind of person who would run through walls to help you. She's overflowing with empathy and problem-solving tenacity. She's trained and qualified in multiple complex fields where most people struggle to excel in just one. But despite her impressive brain power, she struggles with certain parts of her job, the parts that bore the absolute pants off her. And when I say struggles, I mean full-scale avoidance. She ignores. She resists. She pretends those tasks don't exist. She waits until a deadline is breathing down her neck. And even then, she still resists. And when she finally does knuckle down, she needs days to recover from the ordeal. Elizabeth is human. Then one day, in one of our career design sessions, we were discussing procrastination. And she shared something her family had started doing together, and I nearly jumped out of my chair. She and her siblings, who are all highly intelligent and equally prone to avoiding dull tasks, started logging into a video call to do their boring but necessary tasks together. No chatting, no distractions, just a set time for everyone to suffer productively in silence. And guess what? At the end of the call, they were shocked by how much they'd gotten done. And more importantly, they felt lighter, accomplished, dare I say, proud. Your joy at work experiment this week is called Misery Loves Company. This week, I want you to steal Elizabeth's brilliant idea. I've asked her, and she's okay with that. Write down two or three dull but important things you've been avoiding at work. Find a partner, a colleague, someone from another department. IT is always a good one. Or literally any human at work. Trust me, they all
of boring tasks too. Schedule a 1-hour Misery Loves Company session, a live call, or an in-person work session where you both tackle your dreaded tasks in silence. No chit-chat, just focused, shared, productive suffering. I swear, this experiment has movement potential. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes. If we must endure the dull stuff, and we must, we might as well endure it together, because misery loves company.
If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy my life satisfaction assessment. It's a 30-minute program where I guide you through a deep dive into 10 areas of your life to assess what's bringing you joy and what's bringing you down. I call it Derailed. It's a fabulous place to begin a joy at work redesign.